Our guests of the cafe this morning are Dr. Bob Johnson and the Reverend David Lay with the Commerce Community Action Program, also known as CCAP. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
All right, great. And David, you are the director of CCAP?
Executive director.
Okay, and Dr. Bob, I kind of have the impression you're kind of a founder of CCAP.
Yes, sir, I am.
So we've got the two top guys, and John Bellotti's not far away here either. He's been very involved in the program. So every year you all have a nice event in which you take a bus load of folks to the historic East Texas town of Jefferson. And Bob, that's coming up again.
Yes, it is. We'll be going to Jefferson on December the 6th to celebrate the 37th annual Candlelight Tour of Homes. Once again, CCAP will be sponsoring a bus trip to Jefferson. The bus will be picking up in Greenville and in Commerce. It's a 2.25-hour trip down there with plenty of time to shop and have lunch. And then we'll start the tour of homes, and the bus goes to each of the homes. The price for both the bus trip and the tour of homes is $60 round trip. And we'd like to invite all of you to come and enjoy the scenic beauty of Jefferson, great shopping, and the beautiful tour of homes.
It's that's a Friday, December 6th.
It's on a Friday, mm-hmm. And my telephone number is 903-468-2659.
What's the deadline for people to buy tickets?
We would like to try and have everyone signed up by the middle part of November.
Okay, so around November 15th,
yes,
thereabouts. And this is pretty much a full bus every year for this.
Yes, sir, it is. We have 56 seats available, and we look forward each year to making this trip. This will be our fourth year to go, and we have a really good time. There's movies shown coming and going on the bus, plus prizes are given out from local merchants.
What's the attraction of Jefferson in particular?
It's a historic community. It's like stepping back 100 years.
And then they do have that tour of homes. They go all out with the holiday decorations.
They do, they're all dressed in 18th century costumes, and the homes are decked out likewise.
Great. We're talking with Dr. Bob Johnson and the Reverend David Lay with Commerce Community Action Program. David is the pastor at the Bread of Life Church.
Yes.
You guys are pretty active.
We try to stay active. Yes.
Yeah, we are always reminding people about your commodity giveaways and the various
much.
Things that that you all do there. So do some great work.
Thank you.
In all seriousness. So CCAP as a fundraising thing has started a GoFundMe page. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, the CCAP, we got to have funds just like anybody else.
Sure.
We need money to be able to do the programs that we've instituted. And as part of that, for this year, we're looking at a GoFundMe as a way to raise those funds to generate the income that we need to provide the various services that we do throughout the commerce community. It is something that is active, and it's online. You can find us very easily by going to GoFundMe and type in Commerce Community Action Program.
So one of the things that you all do that you're known for is the community garden. And I saw on your Facebook page you took a hit on the community garden here when that storm passed through not long ago.
A big hit. Yes, sir. That our storage shed actually got picked up and moved about 100 yards into the UNC property.
Wow.
Totally destroyed the place and actually ripped off some of the leaves and stems of those who've got gardens planted out there.
Yeah. Did you have some people still doing some gardening even
yes.
in the fall? You did. So,
yes.
Yeah. So part of the need for funding is to rebuild the facilities there.
Correct. Need to get a new shed out there. We're hoping that we can actually put something a little bit more stable.
Okay, I'm talking about that as if everybody knows exactly where that is. It's behind the First United Methodist Church.
That is
correct. As you pass down Highway 24, it would be behind the church.
That's correct.
Yeah. So you're hoping to get some funding to rebuild that. And, of course, I guess now as we go into the winter months, is if you got to have a time when you're down, maybe this is the best possible time.
But, absolutely. But, we're about to put the beds to sleep.
But you hope that you'll be up and running again in the spring. Dr. Bob, real quickly, the CCAP is having a coat drive in November.
That's correct. We partner with the Church of Christ and Bread of Life and other churches, so that we have coats for both children and adults. And Debbie Patterson, who is on our board, is the coordinator of that activity, and she does a wonderful job.
So how could people make donations or contribute coats?
If they would just call my phone number, 903-468-2659, I'll be happy to get them in touch with Debbie, and she'll steer them to a place to leave their coats.
And which church is that again?
Church of Christ.
Church of Christ. Okay, great. And that'll be taking place throughout the month of November?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Guys, we're out of time. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
And it's Dr. Bob Johnson and the Reverend David Lay with Commerce Community Action Program, CCAP. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.